Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and greetings. This is Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host right here on HCR Golden Vibes. I want to welcome you to the show tonight. We're going to start the show like we always do. We're going to open it up with the Baton Rouge song because that's where we are in the capital city of Louisiana. Here's the Baton Rouge song. Stay right there. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I see y'all jumping and bumping tonight. Hey, looking forward to a great show. Man. Here you go, the Baton Rouge song to kick this show off.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah.
I'm Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host. Let's get into this vibe a little bit. Hey, I want to start some music going, and then we're going to check in on the phone lines and see who's out there. I want to welcome all my friends from the Delta. I see some folks from the Delta calling in tonight. And I want to welcome all of our friends from Carolinas and folks from Georgia and folks from Virginia that's tuning in. Hey, we're getting ready for that Ultimate Louisiana Party over in Virginia. We just had a big one in Houston, and it was awesome. Hey, let's go ahead and open the show right. All right, we'll get our song started right now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your musical host, Henry Turner Jr.
You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. So you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Do you remember when long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything. You can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Oh, you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Papa. See, I remember grabbing a squirrel on. And I remember sitting right there, picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off this thing slowed down. I remember every time my knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire. The slop jar by the bed, Mama asking me questions about where I've been, what I've been doing. The summertime, Grandma in the garden. Breaking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember? Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go. And I come to the end of my journey. I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to there nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, I know what I know now. Well, I have traveled to the east. And I've traveled in the west. I have traveled to the north and the south. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know.
Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. To love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand. And if you don't, it's alright with me, baby. 'Cause I gave it all I have. And yeah. Maybe you think I don't love you, baby. But even that, the blind will see. Maybe
coolest love songs right there, man. I'm going to put that in the background. Yeah, I want to reach out to some of our crew across the country, man, and just say hello, man. I want to go grab my co-host, Janisa Nelson. Let her help me out with it, man, because I know she's always on point. So, AJ, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Henry. How are you?
I'm awesome. Can't complain. Got a great host. We had a great time in Houston, man. That was so cool.
I'll
tell you, man. Let me reach out for Tammy Cole. I think Tammy Cole's probably back in her home state by now. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show. Hopefully you're at home in Tennessee.
Yes, I am. Home in Tennessee. Greetings from here.
Awesome.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
And Nicole, we was talking about the time we had in Houston, man. It was awesome, huh?
It was a good time.
It was a fantastic time. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Awesome music. Awesome music, man. A lot of cool folks. Let me reach out to Baton Rouge number 225-937-3559. Hey, caller, who are you? You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
You got Larry B here, man. How's it going, everybody?
Hi.
Larry B.
Enjoyed myself this weekend, man. Enjoyed myself big time.
Houston was off the chain, man. Off the chain.
Yeah, man. A lot of talent. A lot of talent.
That always amazes me, the talent that's involved. You know, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's over the top. It's a lot of just, you see one great thing after the other, I'll tell you. Let me reach out to another 225. Here's a 225-620-2058. Hey, caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, did you call
6202058? That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't skipping. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right.
That's great. That's great. Man, Houston, Texas. The ultimate Louisiana Ponte. Did we party? Oh, my God. I was so happy and thankful to be a part of such a great, great treat, a great venture. ULP bound, baby. ULP bound.
Well, you know, April, we was talking about you on the ride home. We was talking just about how great it is to see, you know, another Baton Rouge artist who's out and about and doing things and making a cool splash and a lot of cool marks across the country. You're doing great. We really appreciate you with us.
Definitely, and we greatly appreciate it. James and myself, you know, we are a team. A lot of people call us a power couple, and guess what? I'm going to toot the horn for both of us. And we
well, you know, and your boy cooked that jambalaya, man. It was nice.
Oh,
it was nice.
He did the jam in the jambalaya.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
He's saying thank you so much.
Yeah, and it was great to have him on board to be able to do that, you know. I mean, you know, the cool thing about everybody from Louisiana that everybody knows about everybody from Louisiana is everybody can cook. That makes it so cool, man.
Pretty much.
You know, 'cause you look around and say, hey, you're from Louisiana. Come here and cook something.
Yes.
Hey, let's reach out to 662-303-3024. This is a very interesting call because I think I know who's calling in, but let's just double check. Hey, caller from the 662, who are you and where are you calling from?
Bianca Burnett. I'm from Indianola, Mississippi.
Indianola, Mississippi?
Yes.
All right, this is exactly who I thought it was. So I got a treat for y'all, man. This right here is the niece of Little Milton Campbell. Everybody knew Little Milton, right?
Yeah.
This is Little Milton's niece. And also the cousin of B.B. King.
Ooh, welcome
know
to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now you got to pronounce your name one more time so everybody can get it.
It's Bianca.
Bianca. And the last name.
Burnett.
Burnett?
Yes, like in the vodka Burnett.
Okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we want to welcome you to the show. And, I can imagine what it's like, you know, being in the shadows of your famous cousins, you know, and, you know, and then being from the Delta, you know, where the birthplace of a lot of blues music and a lot of great stuff. You know, it's always amazing to me whenever I get the opportunity to go to the Delta, like Greenville, Clarksdale. And we actually were speaking with someone from the the museum in Clarksdale down in New Orleans a few months ago. Did a seminar, lecture demonstration type thing. And that was someone from the Clarksdale Blues Museum. And I had no idea of how much stuff is in that museum. Matter of fact, a lot of your cousin's stuff is in there. Both of your cousins.
Yes.
You aware of that?
Yes. Yes,
great.
I am.
Say that one more time.
He donated a whole lot of stuff before he passed away. He also has a museum here in town that he just recently built, maybe 3 years before he passed away.
Now, which one? That was Little Milton or B.B. King?
B.B.
Okay.
Yes, he has his guitar. Which one is it?
Lucille?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has
that
in the museum here.
I can imagine what that means, like, you know. A lot of tourists, huh?
Yeah. Really and truly, he's family on three sides of my family. Like, he's family on my mom's husband's side. I think he's my stepdad's uncle or something like that. And also, he's a cousin on both sides of my mom's mother and her father's side.
Wow.
Yes, and he also has, well, no, I take that back. He's not a cousin. He's actually the father of my great-grandmother's son.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of history, a lot of deep history in that.
Yes, it is.
So how far is Itabena, Mississippi, from Indianola? Because I know that was his original birthplace, right?
Yes, Itabena is like maybe 3 minutes away from here. All depends on how you drive.
So it's just all in the same area, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet you all these ladies, y'all probably got questions for her, right? Jay, you got a question? Tammy, you got a question? Anybody got a question?
Do you sing?
I used to as a kid in the church choir, but not as much as I used to. I'm kind of lazy with it.
Any more questions? Jay, got any questions? Well, I guess that wraps the questions.
No. I don't have any questions. I'm just awestruck, man. Just to be in the presence of somebody that's close to him.
Right.
That's great, man.
Yeah, I'm more of the model of the family, not the singer. My mom's a singer.
Well, you know, the beauty of show business is spirits that kind of find in show business. It's really something. So, April, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, so this is amazing, huh, April?
Very amazing, very amazing to just hear a great extension of a great, great musician, Bill Milton. Wow, I'm touched and awestruck. You know, whenever we're able to cross bridges or connect with even a cousin or a niece or a nephew from such a great musician, it still feels as if you're actually meeting that musician. So I'm so glad that you called in.
Yes.
Well, you know, I kind of surprised everybody with this guest because I actually met this guest online, and she was telling me that she was also a fan of our music that got played in the Delta. And like she, her and her mother and stepfather listens to some Henry Tennyson Flavor. And oddly enough, one of the songs that's popular in the Delta by Henry Turner Jr. Flavor was a song called "Little Boyfriend." Now this goes way back. This goes back
to
when Denise first got in the band. And Larry B, this is a wild song. And one of our radio friends that worked for WBAD in the Delta There's three tracks on it. Super Truth, which I know you know, right, Bianca? You remember the big doc, Super Truth?
The big what?
The big, they call him the big jock. Bianca, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Then there was Sunny D and then Doc Shank. And this song, Larry, was a crazy song. It was like, you must be with your little boyfriend. You ain't calling me back, but I'm going to do the wild thing. I'm going to bust that. Yeah. But I saw you to be modest, but to speak to me. But that kind of wild stuff. But Sunny D fell in love with the song, and he plays it a lot. And then, of course, Love Me or Leave Me, right, Beyond?
Yes.
That was a popular one down in the Delta. So it's really interesting how music crossed lines. And all of your family's music, Little Milton's music, B.B. King was very popular on this, and the diaspora in terms of coming down to Louisiana. It's very popular here, too. Yeah, so
okay.
It's amazing how it works. Well, we certainly hope that you guys get the opportunity to journey down to Louisiana at some point. We have listening rooms and different stuff, as I've told you in the past. And we hope that y'all get a chance to come down and hang out and soak up some of the music down here. We definitely plan to come to the Clarksdale Museum at some point. We've been talking to them, and I'm sure we're going to end up down there at some point. We'd love to meet all of you. But thank you so much for calling into the show. I mean that. You have anything you want to say, Bianca?
No. Not really.
Well,
just,
thank you so much.
It's just kind of like exciting to hear that so many people have heard of my uncle and my cousin. You know, Lamilton is actually my dad's brother, like one of his, since he's the third out of all of his brothers and sisters. And yeah, and I was kind of shocked about it too, because at the age of 18, I was just not finding out who all my family members was, and like came to my dad's house at one point, and he was like, he asked my dad, he was like, who is this child you with? And my dad was like, oh, this is my daughter. I just found out she's mine. I'm like, wow. And yeah, so you know, it was very exciting to understand, know that he was famous and was out there like that. And then like, I mean, I heard of his song all through my lifetime, but I never knew that we was blood related. And I have a picture of a BB sitting in the living room, no, in the kitchen of my grandmother's house, eating greens and mashed potatoes, like digging out. And my grandmother was like, before she passed away, which was in November of last year, before she passed away, she opened up her picture album, and she was like, do you remember me showing you this picture? And I'm looking like, yeah, when I was 10. She's like, yeah, I still have it. I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't realize that she actually still keep these pictures. And she also had a picture of him when he was a little younger than he was before he passed. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Yes, it's like super crazy. And the people in the museum here actually asked my aunt for the picture of him in the kitchen eating. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. So, yeah. And we actually had a reunion for him here, Friday evening. It's like a little festival they had for him and all. And a bunch of blues singers came out and sung his music and stuff. And, like,
Come on. A bunch
of my friends and all. Yeah, we got a bunch of my friends and I. My mom was just all out there. And, like, we was, like, listening to how they were singing it. And this one lady just jumped out of nowhere and got to sing it. And we was looking around at his tombstone. Like, I hope he don't jump out his tombstone. She's talking crazy. And, you know, I mean, it was, like, horrible. It was, like, most of his songs she was trying to sing is, like, the ones that he have to actually just pitch, make this high-pitched noise. It's like, we were standing by, actually he's buried right beside the museum, but he's concreted in so that no one won't steal any of his items off his neck or anything. So we're just peeping over at the fence, like, I hope he don't come out this grave, it's like, and they singing his song all wrong and backwards. And my mom was like, if he come out his grave, like, she said, I'm jumping out my skin and running, I'm passing the truck. I said, you... And so it was just a little, we just had a lot of fun and all. Like, it was amazing how everybody was just out there. And my little cousin is no more than maybe 15, 16. He's trying to follow in his footsteps now. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the motivation. That's the motivation. That's what it takes to keep the culture alive, you know. And I've met, like, R.L. Burnside. There's a lot of cool young, hard blues, North Mississippi blues people, you know, that's really doing some really cool stuff, you know. So I know it's around. Blues is very alive in the North, you know, in the Delta and North Mississippi, you know. Well, you know, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking with us. I mean that. You know, we're going to definitely keep in touch with you. And like I said, we're going to definitely invite you and your family down to come and, you know, hang out with us and stuff down in Baton Rouge and get a feel for the scene down here. And who knows, you know, maybe even collaborate, come up and do something up there or something, you know, in Indianola.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. That would be nice.
Well, awesome.
Absolutely be awesome.
Anybody got anything else they want to say before we let it go?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's a great weekend.
Yes, it was.
Awesome. All right, well, Bianca, thank you. Thank you so much. And we're going to get back to some music and kick some stuff here and make it happen right here on HCR Golden Vibes. So we're going to go back to the Baton Rouge song after this powerful, you know, few words with the cousin of Little Milton and B.B. King right here live on the show. You never know what's going to happen on HCR Golden Vibes. I'm Henry Turner Jr. I'm your musical host. And for all of you folks that's been listening in from Japan and you folks have been listening in from Taiwan, I'm checking you out. I see that. And I want to welcome all the folks from Brazil and the folks from Kansas City and all that that's been vibing with us. And our folks from North Miami, Florida, of course. I saw you check in. Thank you so much.
Baton Rouge, y'all. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge.
We've had a great time hanging out with Bianca Burnett right here on HCR Golden Vibes, the niece of Little Milton Campbell, and also the cousin of B.B. King right here on the show tonight. So you never know what's going to happen on HCR Golden Vibes. You've got to stay tuned and be in the mix, you know. So we want to invite you and encourage you to share the show with others and let people know about HCR Golden Vibes. It's all online. It's on Blog Talk Radio. If you put in HCR Golden Vibes, you will find it. You'll be able to just go click on it, link on it, boom, and play it. And all shows are recorded and archived for purposes so you can go back and listen later and enjoy the show. Thank you so much for vibing on HCR Golden Vibes. Until the next time, I am Henry Turner Jr., your musical host. Thank you so much.